here's a story from The World.
I'm Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World. We're a co-production of GBH Boston and PRX. A Russian-brokered peace deal between Armenia and Azerbaijan is holding steady. The countries fought for 6 weeks over the territory of Nagorno-Karabakh. It's a contested area. It's part of Azerbaijan, but it's been under Armenia's control since the 1990s when the two nations fought a bloody war. This time, though, Armenia was on the losing side. Under the terms of the peace agreement, a region called Kelbajar was handed back to Azerbaijani forces today. Reporter Andrew Connolly paid the region a visit just before the handover.
This primary school is a mess. Textbooks, laminated posters of equations, and photos of smiling students are scattered on the wooden floor. And on the wall hang some colourful pencil doodles of houses and animals. And through the window next to them, I can see flames licking up a house next door that's slowly burning to the ground. The region of Kelbajar was under Armenian occupation since 1994. Today it's due to be handed back to Azerbaijan. A woman looking around the school, who doesn't want to give me her name, tells me why people are setting fire to their homes here.
We saw some videos of Azerbaijanis entering the houses of Armenians, and they started ruining everything inside. And that's why Armenians are burning their own houses, so that that won't happen. Some people are even removing their families' gravestones from the cemeteries, because we don't know what they'll do with them.
When war erupted in and around the Nagorno-Karabakh region on the 27th of September, many Armenians had to flee their homes quickly, with no time to take much with them. On a dusty road, animal charity worker Hrant Devoyan opens the rear door of a van full of puppies.
We are here, this is the second time we're coming to rescue as many dogs as we can because they've been abandoned. And now we're going to try to do them for the adoption. And if not, they're going to stay in the shelters. And a lot of them, they're going to be adopted to U.S.
Armenia's economy was struggling even before the ravages of war and pandemic, but the atmosphere in Kelbajar is desperate. People are stripping floorboards, removing roof tiles and cutting down trees, all to be sold at markets. A few demobilized soldiers on the side of the road shoot at electricity pylons to bring down the cables. During the war between the two countries in the late 80s, Azerbaijanis living in Kelbajar were driven from their homes. The Armenian government later gave the land to Armenian refugees who'd fled Azerbaijan. Alec Devizian, an accordion musician in the village club, was one of the recipients. Alec's car is stuffed full of bits of furniture, a mattress, some paintings, even some vines from his garden. For the second time in his life, war with Azerbaijan is forcing Alec to move. But despite this, he doesn't seem to mind who lives here after him, even the supposed enemy.
But I see he's not burning his house, no? Why is that? No. Why not?
He said that I build it and I cannot do it now. Like, I build it by my own hands, I don't want to burn it. Let it be, I don't care who will live, Turk or Azeri, I will leave my house.
Several miles away, perched in a valley surrounded by mountains crowned by wisps of clouds, sits the Dedivank Monastery. Built between the 9th and 13th century, the burial site of ancient saints, and adorned by medieval frescoes and crosses, it's one of the most significant symbols in Armenia's Christian heritage. In recent weeks, Armenians have been flocking here to light candles and attend services, heartbroken that the complex could be transferred to Azerbaijani control. The mood is somber. Armen Minassian is a student in New York City, but was visiting family in Armenia when the war broke out.
Why did you come here today?
I came to say goodbye to Dedivank and to say goodbye to this region. We call it Karvajar, but the Turks call it Kelbajar. And this is the second region that we're going to give to them, and it's very sad.
Though the Kelbajar region will be transferred to Azerbaijan, Russian peacekeepers are here to protect the monastery, and the priests should be allowed to stay. The setting is quite surreal because of the presence of tanks, jeeps and gun-toting Russian soldiers surrounding the area. One of the priests, Father Movzas, tells me he's glad the Dadivank will be protected, but is deeply concerned for the thousands of other churches in regions now captured by Azerbaijan.
What can I say? This monastery was important and significant place for pilgrimages. That's why this got more attention than the others. But every single church is important for us. It's the evidence that Armenians been living here long, long time.
As dusk sets in, the last few departing visitors take selfies with the priests, some of whom are wearing camouflage jackets. Russian soldiers help carry boxes of tinned food and pasta into the monastery. Muslim Azerbaijanis and Christian Armenians lived side by side in relative peace in the days of the Soviet Union, but since its collapse, they've violently clashed and vandalized each other's holy sites. Though Russia now presides over a fragile peace, big questions remain over how to repair decades of hatred and prevent the region descending once again into war. For The World, I'm Andrew Connolly, Kelbajar, Azerbaijan.